Glacier for me is a place of fabulous geology. What's neat about this park is it's such a wonderful Rocky Mountain three-part story. There's these old rocks, in this case they're about a billion years old, these sedimentary rocks. They're beautiful examples of argillite, sort of a claystone and limestone and a little bit of igneous rock, and just wonderfully baked a little bit, as billion-year-old rocks often are, and then beautifully preserved, incredible features that you find in the rocks. Just a couple features, mud cracks, ripple marks, and really old fossils by the name of stromatolites, layers of algal colonies, basically, from a billion years ago. So the rocks are ancient. That's the first part of the three-part story. The second part that makes the story wonderful is the uplift, and that is there's a huge uplift under part of Glacier Park that placed these billion-year-old rocks over rocks that are like 70, 80 million years old. And the outline of the thrust even shows in a couple places in the St. Mary Valley and the south edge of the park, the Lewis overthrust. So that direct evidence of uplift is not always seen, and it's really gorgeously displayed in our park. The third part of the geology story in Glacier is, of course, the glaciation itself, which began in the Ice Age time, so we're talking maybe a couple of million years ago, up until 10 to 12,000 years ago. And there were these enormous rivers of ice all over Glacier National Park, digging and gouging the landscape to make what we see today, these wonderful peaks and cirques and glacial valleys filled with gorgeous lakes and little alpine lakes. It's just a wonderful festival of glacial geology. Then, of course, we do have some, not many, but a few modern glaciers that are still remaining in the park, maybe around 30. Although they're melting quickly, they still are some wonderful, you could say, direct geology that you can see in the summertime. You can see the ice. You can see the lines of yearly snowfall that have changed to ice. And you can see some of the modern features that have been left by these little glaciers as well. So altogether, that's what Glacier is for me, a place of fabulous geology.